singing in the background.
Hello everyone.
You can tell she's in a miserable mood.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really down. Down in the dumps. It's Monday. It's 3 o'clock.
It is. And I just want to start by saying thank you to Angela because she held the fort while I was in my sick bed. And fighting fit again now, so bugging her like crazy.
Yay!
Did you have a good Easter in between?
I had a lovely Easter, yes, yeah. And I whizzed off up to Windermere. Whizzed off to Windermere. Do some more off-roading and more health and well-being, getting out into the fresh air and making sure I keep those bugs at bay. Because obviously you and my husband have been in contact with each other.
Steady.
Because my poor husband also suffered very similar symptoms to you. So yeah. I think I must be the carrier and I pass it on to everybody else.
Well, I told anybody who's had that bug, I feel for you. It was very nasty. Yeah. Lots of different symptoms going around.
Obviously nothing likes my body.
It bounces off.
Doesn't want to stay.
No.
Oh, well.
Well, we've got a fascinating topic today to help people with health problems.
Yes.
Let me give you a bit of a clue now. So a bit of music.
Yeah, listen up.
Listen to the words for the clue. So, did you get that? Our topic today is all things aloe vera with our wonderful guest.
Aloe vera?
Oh, I was hoping we were going to get away without that. Louise Muddiman's with us today. I do apologise for my co-presenter. Hello, Louise.
Hello.
So, gags aside, our topic today, as I said, it's aloe vera. The fantastic product that it is in all the shapes and guises that it comes in. And Louise, you're going to be taking us through from the history of the product to current day use.
Yep.
All things in between.
Yep.
But as you probably know, and as our regular listeners know, we always like to find a bit of background about our guests to begin with.
Yes. Who are you really?
Who are you? Where you've come from? What enticed you, introduced you to the world of aloe vera? So how far back in time would you like to go?
Well, I could start off with when I was at uni.
Mm-hmm. Last week then.
Yeah. a few years ago.
Just a few.
I studied interior architecture at Brighton Uni and then left there and became an interior designer.
Okay.
Got married, had 3 children.
Oh.
And
how old are they now?
I've got twins that are coming up for 12, right. Twin boys, and another boy that's 8.
Okay.
Are they listening?
Or are they
yes,
at school?
Yes, they're all at school.
Uh-huh.
All at school.
So they'll listen again later.
I expect so, yeah. All into their football. So,
hello, boys.
Very sporty bunch. Mm-hmm. And I did interior design part-time, and then I was made redundant.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How dare they?
How dare they? I know. And was a bit of a blessing in disguise, really. Needed to find something else. Wasn't quite sure what, because I didn't want to go back into interior design.
Right.
It's always the first job that goes when there's a recession. Mm-hmm. So had a look around and came across Forever Living. And it sort of ticked all the boxes for me.
Okay.
I could work it around the kids.
So just you've said the word Forever Living. Just
Forever
a quick
Living.
Synopsis. For people who've not come across that before.
Okay, Forever Living is a multi-level marketing company that has health and wellness products,
right.
Mainly aloe vera based and bee products.
Bee products, as in buzzy bee?
Yeah. And
so you came, did you, somebody recommend them to you? Did you come
Yeah, well, I sort of came across it through an advert
right.
For the job.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started using the products, because my son, one of my sons had skin problems.
Right.
So he started drinking the gel and it actually helped with his skin problems.
Wow.
So that sort of gave me a positive way of talking to people about the products. I wanted to tell everyone
how
it
helped.
So it actually helped me with the business side of it. So that's how I started getting a customer base.
Right.
and building my business. And I don't need to worry about childcare because I can do it around the kids. So I get to go to sports days and get to do all the things mums want to do.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
But also earn some money at the same time. So, yeah,
nice,
it's great.
Flexible. Yep. Excellent. And so in terms of aloe vera, I mean, I've come across aloe vera in the past. My first experience was with my mother. We were on holiday.
Hello.
Yeah. we were on holiday in America and she fell over.
Jan, you have holidays?
No, this was way back. Oh. Don't have them anymore. This is my misspent youth. And she fell over and cut her knee quite badly.
Yeah.
And my uncle, who we were visiting, said, oh, don't worry. And he rushed off to the side of the road, went to this horrible cactusy looking plant.
Mm-hmm.
Cut a bit off the top and approached her with it, and she's going, don't come anywhere near, thinking prickles, all sorts. But he said, no, the juice that's inside is really good and healing. So he rubbed it on, and this was quite a bloody gash, but sorry if you're blood from, but by the next day,
the image now in my head
now.
Anyway,
but it was incredible because within 24 hours it had practically healed. I couldn't think of anything in the UK.
No,
even
well,
if you went to A&E,
plaster bandage, it still wouldn't be much different the next day, would it?
Absolutely. So we were just
Was his name Hogan? Was it from, you know, Crocodile Dundee? And
My uncle. The big uncle, we call him. Evaristo.
You know, goes in the outback and brings out these medicines.
Well, it was the knife he got out. That was worrying. So we just thought this was fantastic. But this was back in the early 80s and there was nothing over here then.
No,
that's it.
And I've since come across it in various forms. And I personally use it for skincare occasionally, which is brilliant.
Yeah. I've used it especially sunburn. I find it amazing that it will take the heat out, and also by the next morning, it's all then just subsided and it's gone down. Mm. And I also, those of you that know, I have a lovely German Shepherd, and I use it on him if he licks himself and he gets any skin irritation.
Yep.
So you're talking about Louise's skin irritation with your boy.
Exactly.
My hairy boy. and I use it on him, and it does, even if he licks it, it's not going to harm him.
Yeah.
But it actually does miraculously create much better than anything else I've come across. So, and I then have turned to not drinking the gel, but there's also, you can get aloe vera drink, which I'm going to ask you about, because I can see some drinks here, Jan.
All on your side.
Bought a special treat for you to try.
But I drank it for when I'm going through the sort of my age in life, because, you know, I'm a little young spring chicken. And it was about looking at, I might need to think about my heat moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed how it really helped.
Brilliant. Well, so you've obviously got two converts.
So we're here.
That's it.
We know the listeners don't pay any attention to anything we say.
No.
They like to hear it from the guest.
From the expert. Definitely.
So we've probably spoiled some of your stories by what we've said here. But
no, it's great to hear people's stories. I like to hear how it's benefited lots of people. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
So I know it's a natural product that comes from a plant. But you've some history, haven't you?
Yep. First of all, it's actually, it looks like a cactus, but it's actually from the lily family.
Right.
And it's related to asparagus and garlic.
Yummy.
And onions.
And they're all healthy foods, aren't they?
They're all healthy foods.
For you.
That's right. And also the history, it has been said that Cleopatra used to use it in her beauty regimes.
Right.
And also Alexander the Great was reported to have fought a battle. He captured an island in the Indian Ocean, which he needed the allied supplies to treat his wounded soldiers. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But that's one of
we'll have to go back in time and see.
Work for me mum's knee, so I don't see why it wouldn't.
And your mum's much more important. Her knee is much more
important than some soldier somewhere.
Oh, God,
But it's the inner leaf gel that's the most potent part of the aloe vera.
Right.
That's the main part. And it's got around 75 vitamins, minerals and nutrients inside just that gel.
It's just bursting, isn't it?
And that's the ones that we actually know about.
Right.
So there could be many more that we don't know about.
Uh-huh.
And that is the main ingredients to use, basically.
Sorry, I was distracted there, Louise, because it sounded like someone was trying to pull me down the plug hole there.
We've got building works
around us,
folks, and it goes silent around airtime, and every now and then there's
you get the odd
gremlins from next door. So
apologies.
About that.
Yeah. As you were, Louise.
And that with ingredients, it's not so much how many ingredients, it's what we think. It's the way these ingredients actually synergize together,
right,
that make aloe such a potent thing to drink and to use topically.
And the fact that we've been swapping between saying aloe vera and just aloe, it's all the same thing.
Yeah, the main aloe vera plant, and there are about 350 different types, but the main one is called Aloe Barbadendis Miller, which is quite a mouthful.
I think I'll stick with aloe. Okay.
But that is the main aloe, the most potent aloe plant. Yeah, okay. So that's...
I know I may be going off at slight tangents. Can you grow it yourself then if it's a plant?
Yes, you can. As long as it's in a nice sunny area.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, it
originates from Africa.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
But you can put it on your windowsill indoors.
Okay.
And just...
It's like growing a cactus. So they have the pebbles around the bottom of the pot, don't they? And that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it grows lots of little baby ones too. Yeah, yeah.
I could have a little family of aloes.
You could. And it actually is quite amazing, because if you snap one of the leaves off, mm-hmm. and you can see how quickly it does heal itself just by leaving it on the windowsill.
Wow.
And we believe that if you drink it or if you use it topically, it does heal the process up a third quicker than you would normally find with any other product. So that's quite an amazing thing.
It's obviously doing. It's obviously there's a complementary link with our immune system, then, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, definitely, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a Welsh accent in there, isn't it? Sorry, Welsh people.
So we know, obviously, then you can break it off and use it straight away.
Yeah.
But obviously, somebody's extracting it, turning it into a product.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to be careful, because when it's a bit like an apple. Once you snap the leaf. Mm-hmm. Like an apple, it will go brown.
Right.
So you've got to keep it alive as quickly as possible.
It's a bit like frozen peas. It's got that time frame.
Yeah, you've got to. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, you've got to try and keep it alive, and then you'll get the best benefits from it.
And do you know the ins and outs of that, of how they harvest?
Well, we harvest it. It's organically grown. There's no herbicides. There's no pesticides. We actually use goats and sheep around the farms. We've got over 5,000 acres of plantations.
Right,
blimey.
And we own our own plantations to make sure that we know where the aloe is coming from.
And where are they? Are they around
the
world?
The majority is in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
It's a lovely place.
Yeah, and we've got local farmers that look after it, mm-hmm. and it's all hand-picked as well, so we know that we've got control of it, yeah. And then a natural stabilisation process is put within it, mm-hmm. to keep it alive.
Right.
And that is within 2 hours of it being picked. It's put into a pot to keep it as fresh as possible.
Uh-huh.
So that's a really good thing to know. Yeah.
And you were saying earlier when we were chatting in the green room about the lifespan of a plant when you harvest.
Yeah, the lifespan of a plant is 12 years.
Right.
And
so it's quite healthy. You could have your pot plant on shelf for 12 years.
And it grows babies quite quickly, actually. Yeah. So you can keep reproducing.
Hey.
Yeah. But we tend to harvest it around 5 years. But you can harvest it at 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need to wait a good 2 years before it's ready to be used properly.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've spoken about the topical application, mm-hmm. onto the skin.
Yeah.
And we've touched on the fact that you can drink it.
Yeah.
And that can help both with the skin, but also...
With the skin, and it's a lovely way to cleanse your body.
Right.
You don't have to have something wrong with you to want to use it. You know, it's just a really good tonic.
Excellent.
To just drink. Mm. Yeah, you don't need to. I mean, for me, my hair grows a lot quicker, so I do need to go to the hairdressers a lot more now. And my nails are a lot stronger than before.
I could use that.
Yay.
I've definitely got weak nails.
So that's... You know, I seem to have a lot more energy.
I need that.
No, you don't.
But I also sleep well at night, which is a really nice thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a perfect stage to take a bit of a music break. And because I've used it on my skin,
yes.
That's the link.
And I get under your skin, don't I, Jan?
You do. No comment. We have. Thanks, Sinatra. I've got you under my skin.
I'm going to sing now. I'm going to annoy her and sing.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Channel Radio.
And welcome back to Who Cares Wins. So, just before... Angela's deep sighing because she's been tasting the product.
Well, Louise stopped me singing, so she suggested very heavily that I should try these. Anything I think it was a clue to say stop singing
is okay with me.
But these are lovely. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. So we're going to test you on your taste buds in a moment. But during the break, you were saying there are lots of different names for aloe vera.
There are. There's nicknames from all around the world, right. And I'll just tell you a few of them. One is the medicine plant. Okay. Another one is called the miracle plant, silent healer, wand of heaven. And the one we sort of know most of all is the burn plant.
Because it's treating burns.
Burns, yeah. I mean, there's many, many more, but that's the main ones, yeah.
Excellent. So you've enticed Angela. It doesn't take much, but you've enticed her to try a few.
I'm easily led.
What was your favourite?
That orangey coloured one was my favourite. As you can see, because I've finished
that one's
Jan.
Gone.
That's
gone. Because I didn't fully appreciate. I thought the flavours were just, if you didn't like the plain one, here are some flavours, but you were actually saying the different flavours do are aimed at helping with different things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got the plain one, which is done all the things we said.
That's okay, it's all right.
It's a natural anti-inflammatory, it's boosts your energy levels, can help with your digestive system,
right.
And any skin irritations. And then
I like the fact that it works from the inside out.
It yes. works from the inside out, yeah. Yeah.
Me like.
Can't you tell I'm 10 years younger?
You're only 83, aren't you?
There's a song, isn't there? Inside out.
Yeah.
Round and round. Sorry.
So yes, that's the drink. Plain one. And then there's another one that's got cranberry and apple.
Okay. Yeah, that's this. Yeah, that was
and
okay.
We like aim that. To.
Cheers.
It's slightly pinkish.
Yeah, slightly pinkish. A lot of people prefer the taste of that one. Mm-hmm. But it's got the apple and cranberry in, which we believe is known to help bronchial problems.
Right.
And also your urinary tract.
Oh, okay. I say.
Top and bottom.
So my husband was a smoker, so he drinks that one.
Right, cool.
And then the That's orange one, which was your favourite. It was. Yep, that has got glucosamine, chondroitin and MSM in.
Right,
joints. Yeah.
So it's a great cartilage builder.
Right.
And lots of sports people like to use that one.
Thanks, Liz.
And the older generation. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She called me a sports person. Did you hear that,
generation. That's the life. Something I'd latched
onto. Did you hear that, listener?
I do just want to say, though, that we don't like to make, you know, we're not making any claims
right.
that this is like a cure-all
for
everybody. But, you know, just try it and see if it works for you.
So I'm intrigued. You've got three different flavours and purposes there. Are there more?
There's one more called Bits and Peaches.
Bits and Peaches.
Bits and Peaches. Which you can guess has got peaches in.
Yeah.
And that one we had for children more, really, because it had more of a sweetness to it.
So what's she saying,
Jen? So that children can...
The older generation, that's all I'm saying. I like these.
The Freedom is the one that I use.
So if you...
Okay.
Hypothetically, so I don't know about hypothetically, so my probabilities. If Angela, with the older generation hat on, and
just
then a bit of bronchial problems going on, and so she thought, I probably need both of those, would you take them one after another? Would you spread them out across the day?
You can take them one after another, or you can spread them across the day. We like to advise that I take the drink first thing in the morning on an empty stomach before you do anything else.
Right.
And then try not to have anything hot half an hour afterwards,
right?
Because the heat could get rid of quite a lot of the ingredients.
Okay.
Because we don't heat or filter any of the aloe drinks,
right?
Because we're worried it will take a lot of the ingredients away and all the nutrients away.
Yeah, like so, cooking, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We say
if
about
you
cooking,
process anything, you're
you're going to start reducing.
It out, aren't you?
But it's not a strict.
Could I have just poured 1, 2, 3 into one pot
you could.
And drunk the lot all mixed together?
Yeah, you could. I've actually drunk a whole bottle once.
Hey. Intentionally or you carried away?
Intentionally, yeah. There was, I don't know whether you know about the Necker Nominate challenge that was going around that was dreadful with the alcohol.
Oh, God, yes, I did. But yeah, it was horrible,
Well, we did one with, we decided to go the other way and somebody just started one up with an aloe Necker Nominate.
Right.
And
Necronominate. What's
it was basically teenagers more were drinking vodka and then nominating someone else to do
to
it.
Follow on.
To
oh,
follow
I see.
On. It
right.
was dreadful, dreadful.
Right.
So we decided to
did
do
the healthy version.
We did the healthy version. But I did it with my children. It took about three takes. So by the time we got to the best take, I drank a whole bottle.
Well, you're looking good, Louise.
So I was jumping around like... You wouldn't believe afterwards.
Fabulous.
That was good fun.
And is it something that you would anticipate somebody would take on a daily basis?
A daily basis, yeah. I drink mine on a daily basis. It's not an overnight...
Right.
You know, you need to be drinking it for a while to let it into your system, and you need to drink it every day.
So it's a sort of a life change. You adopt
the
change. You wait
a
period of time. Hopefully it's working for you. If not, like everything else, you might be looking for something alternative.
Yeah.
But if it's working for you, then you would anticipate staying on it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got our tub of drink. Mm-hmm. It looks, to me, it looks like a little scrumpy cider pot.
It does.
It's one of those things you find down in Cornwall in all the supermarkets.
I'm going to take a photo.
You take a photo. Show the listeners.
You can
what
take
it looks
a
like.
Photo.
And where once you've opened it, mm-hmm. have you got to treat it in a certain way? Look after it.
You just need to keep it in the fridge.
Okay.
Just keep it cold in the fridge, and it will last up to 3 months in the fridge.
Okay, so that's not bad time.
It's not bad, it? not at all. Give it a good shake first as well, so you've got all seconds, the presumably. Bits of gel, and because right. there's lots of little gel bits all floating in it, mm-hmm. as Angela will tell you
she's
after drinking it.
She's gone quiet because she's taking she's photos, taking but photo. I do worry that in an hour's time, all of this is going to kick in.
And Jan's coming back with me in the car.
I'll wave my flag out.
Help, help, help. I feel good.
Yeah.
That's my song. That's my motivational song. And it just always just pops out.
Absolutely.
There you go. I'm gonna tweet this now so everyone can see
the,
this
see
lovely
the
little
picture.
Bottle.
And gel-wise, is there a time frame for that once you've opened the gel, the topical?
Up to a year seems to be. I know I use it for up to a year, not that it lasts a year. You know, but you don't need to use a lot of it, but yeah. It will last you a long time. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's lots of aloe products out there,
right?
And you need to be cautious and see what the ingredients are in the back. So you need to make sure that the aloe is on top of the ingredients list,
right?
With the products, the aloe should be the main ingredients, and then all the other extras added.
And the extras might be like stabilizers and
yeah.
Would you get a preservative in it?
You would need a preservative in the topical products, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you need to make sure that it's mostly aloe, otherwise it's not worth using it, to be honest. It needs to be the main ingredient. And you can, on the back of the products, it should have the International Aloe Science Council seal of approval.
That's the little three-leaf, cactusy, spiky leaf picture, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a little circle, and it has an aloe in the middle.
Right.
And that will make sure that you have got the best products.
Right.
Because they're going to take another picture.
They're going to take another picture.
I am doing my Davina Bailey bit.
Try not to use, you know, tablets or dried aloe vera. It needs to be alive.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that your son used it because of skin problems.
It helped his, yeah.
And that you were telling us earlier that you got the whole family on it.
Yeah, the dog. We've got a dog called Reg, who's a Patterdale Terrier.
Like,
yeah, he has some.
Is
on
he
his
listening?
Food. He's you know, very energetic now, more than he was before. And he's got, you know, lovely shiny coats. Mm-hmm. So the products can be used on animals.
And that's interesting, because we were saying about the placebo effect and everybody saying, you know, does it work, does it not work? An animal doesn't know.
No.
Do they?
No. Well, a friend of mine has got a border collie called Cara.
Right.
And she was only walking on three legs, bless her, because she had arthritis in the fourth leg.
Right.
And so she was taking the aloe vera on her food every day. And now she's at an agility class and she's walking on all four legs.
Fantastic.
Oh, so that's a really good, really good story there. And, you know, a dog hasn't got a placebo effect.
I can't spell cactus.
C-A-C-T-U-S.
Thank you, Jan.
You're very welcome. And back to the conversation. This is Monday education time.
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
You were saying also that your mother was unwell.
My mother had cancer, and she had to go through chemo. And of course, I say, "Mum, you need to drink this. You need to drink this." So I made her start taking the aloe because of the immune system, and because chemo wipes your body out. So I just wanted her to be, you know, feel a lot healthier, and it would just help her get through all the chemo.
I have the phone ringing. Bear with me. You carry on chatting.
We're going to go to a music break because we think this phone is for us and somebody going to chat to us soon. So here's another piece of music.
There's no time for us. For us,
There's no chance for us. It's all decided for us. This world has only one sweet moment set aside for us. Want to live forever.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Who Cares Wins. So that slightly abrupt going to the music there was because we have a phone in the studio.
Hey!
And normally it flashes at us, but it wasn't. We had this sort of sideways blinking.
I thought the police had come to arrest me or something.
We were all ignoring it, thinking it would go away in a minute. But actually, we've got
it was our caller, yes. So hopefully technology, we've still got the buttons and we haven't done anything crazy and I haven't cut her off. We should still have Sabine Blackerby on the phone.
Yes, hello, you do.
Hello, Sabine. So welcome to Who Cares Wins. We were briefly emailing each other, so great that you called in. And for our listeners, if you could just explain, you're actually running a workshop, aren't you, on Sunday?
Yes, I'm running a workshop on Sunday together with some Feldenkrais colleagues here in Brighton. It's at Unit 4, and we're teaching a Feldenkrais Awareness Day, which is linked to the National Feldenkrais Awareness Week, which is between the 6th and the 13th of May.
Ah.
And what we're introducing, or we're creating awareness about the Feldenkrais method, and there is a morning session between 10:30 and 1, and an afternoon session between 2 and 4:30.
Uh-huh.
And we will give a talk, so we introduce the method, we'll talk a little bit about how it works and how we work as Feldenkrais teachers, and then there will be a group lesson where you get a taster of how we work in groups, and then also individual taster sessions, which is a hands-on approach. So you'll have the chance to lie on a couch and we'll move and touch you according to any difficulties you might have or any wishes you might present.
Right. And are there any limits of people that need to come, you know, if they're wanting to come along, are there any barriers for attending, or is it open to absolutely anyone?
It's open to anyone, really, any abilities. If you are in real pain, if the pain is acute, then that might not be a good approach. So
sure.
Then I would advise, you know, to seek individual attention and individual lessons.
Sure. Well, that sounds interesting. Very briefly, and I think we maybe need to have a show in more depth about this topic, so we'll talk to you a little bit more later. But Sabina, the Feldenkrais method, just briefly, could you explain to our listeners what is that?
Yes, sure. The Feldenkrais method combines movement, breathing and body alignment.
Ah.
And it's basically a way to learn more about the way we move and to help us move more comfortably and more efficiently in everyday life. So we're looking at activities like bending down to pick something up from the floor, or sitting more comfortably at the computer, or improving our walking, or, for example, turning to reverse the car. So really all the movements we need to do in our everyday lives.
Okay. Fascinating. So yes, and Jan, that's I'm springing ideas about things.
Absolutely.
Jan is an ergonomist and a disability consultant.
Okay.
Those listeners may know, but there's definitely some further discussion needed there.
I think we need to have you on the show.
We do. So we're going to talk to you about that in more detail. But for our listeners who may well be wanting to travel to Brighton, which is not that far away from
Lovely
Kent.
Lovely bank holiday weekend coming up.
Bank holiday weekend. You could have a lovely treat out on a Sunday. Just tell us, how would they book on? How do they get hold of you?
Either through my personal website, which is www.feldenkraisbrighton.co.uk.
Yeah, I've got that down. I'll put that on our Facebook page too.
Or my number is 07708.
07708.
044. 200.
200.
Then also, if people want to find out more about the Feldenkrais method itself, they could look up on our guild website, which is www.feldenkrais.co.uk.
Lovely. And that's F for Freddy, ELDENKRAIS.
That's right.
.co.uk. And we'll put that on Facebook page too. Oh, well, that's brilliant. Thank you for calling in,
Would
Sabine.
Would you like to say something about the benefits as well?
Yes, please, because again, people want to know, actually, that works for me. I will travel to Brighton.
Yes. So, in general, you can improve your mobility and your coordination, your breathing and your posture, but it's also influencing your vitality and well-being.
Mm.
And then if people have any kind of muscular tension or are in pain, it's a good way of addressing that.
Fantastic.
And we also work with people who recover from injuries.
Wow.
So if the way you...
So it covers everybody. Function,
yes, everybody, really. Yes, absolutely.
That's fabulous. And a great link into Louise, because we're talking about aloe vera. So that's talking about our health and well-being from the inside out. So fantastic. Thank you for calling in, Sabine.
You're very welcome.
Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. And we'll post all those contact details for anyone that wants to book on our Facebook page. And, of course, people will be listening in later tonight or also on our show on Thursday. But we'll be in touch about maybe getting you on the show for a little bit more detail on that method.
I think so. I'd like to know a lot more about
Definitely.
That.
Definitely. Yeah. But thanks for your call.
Thank you very much indeed as well.
Take care and
much.
Good luck
Bye
for Sunday.
Bye
bye. Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
But yes, folks, we'll post all that information.
Yes.
So if you're in the Brighton area, obviously it's on your doorstep.
Or day out.
With the bank holiday coming up,
We've got lots of other activities happening bank holiday, so we'll let you know a few of those. And also, we're going to put Louise on the spot and get her to draw out the winner of our acronym.
I know, we've got to do that as well. Time is whizzing.
Lots to cram in. But aloe vera is our topic today, and yes, our guest, Louise Muddiman, is with us in the studio. We were talking just before the break about what to look for when buying a product, and you mentioned there's the certification symbol.
Yeah.
And so I there's, you know, there's high street health and wellbeing stores, mm-hmm. there are vitamin and mineral suppliers that I mm-hmm. might be able to get these products from. What would you say is the difference between walking into a shop, buying online, or coming to a distributor?
Okay, well, the difference is you get one-to-one help and advice. Under, so we can come to your house.
Under the distributor route.
Under the distributor route, yeah. So also you get a 60-day money-back guarantee as well. So even if you've drunk all the bottles of gel, or used all our toothpaste or...
Toothpaste?
Oh, yes. And you're not satisfied, you just get all your money back.
Right.
We wouldn't have been around for 35 years if we were yes, giving everyone their money back.
Exactly.
So it's nice to know that, that you will get. And also we don't all have hundreds of customers each.
Right.
You know, we only have 30 maximum. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to look after everybody.
Right. Okay. So if somebody wanted to find somebody in their area and that person was full, there'd be somebody else they can signpost
yes,
to.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Not a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, you've ticed me. You said toothpaste. So
toothpaste.
I'm thinking, I've got my hat on. I've got, there's a gel or a cream that I can rub on. There's the drink I can take.
Yep.
And
yep.
now you've thrown out
toothpaste.
Put it in my teeth for my toothpaste.
You can, uh-huh. yes. We've got a tooth, well, we've got a tooth gel. And it hasn't got any fluoride in it.
Oh.
Because lots of people are worried about fluoride.
Yeah.
And aloe is a natural whitening, teeth whitening.
Oh, I need that.
And we have natural peppermint flavour in there as well.
Right.
And my kids absolutely love it. I cannot buy anything else. They will not have it anymore.
Really? Yeah, you see? Well, so they always say, you know, out of the mouths of children.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I must say, my husband hasn't had any cold sores either since he's been using our tooth gel, which isn't really... Whether it is, you know, I would like to say, but he swears by the tooth gel. Yeah.
Right.
I did actually bring you both some lip balm too.
Oh, present.
Present. A present.
Guess
it's our little first aid in a stick,
oh,
so you can take that home.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Oh, Louise. Oh, I'm going to give you a hug.
So we've got four options there then. We've got the lip balm, we've got the toothpaste, we've got the drink, and we've got the gel.
Yeah.
Anything else you've hidden from us that we need to be knowing?
There is...
You know, rifle for a bag now.
Yeah. Mugger on the way.
Lots and lots of things, but there's a deodorant.
Oh, okay.
That hasn't got any aluminium salts in.
Right.
Smell anybody?
And lasts for absolutely ages, full of aloe again. Also,
do you
helps.
Mean it lasts as in the bottle or once you've sprayed it or rolled
no,
it?
No, it's not a spray.
It's not a spray, it's a roll-on.
It's just a thick, how do you describe it? It's not a roll-on, but it's just like a thick lump
stick.
Of
oh,
stick.
Oh, like a stick.
Yeah. Like okay. a stick. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it lasts for months.
Right.
But we've got lots of beauty products because aloe's, you know, really, really good for your skin. We've also got a weight management program too, where you can cleanse your body, but also you can lose weight.
Right.
And we do lots and lots of supplements. So there's lots of things
Excellent.
That you can have a look at.
So I have to ask, because we've shown all the positive things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any risks? Or is there anybody that shouldn't take it?
I just drank it now and I didn't ask too late.
You need to make sure that you consult your doctor.
Right.
If you have got any medical conditions,
mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, diabetes is one, not because it the trouble is it can reduce the insulin that you need to take.
Okay, right.
So you need to make sure you see your doctor.
Yeah, check mm-hmm. it out.
And also if you're on warfarin as well.
Right.
So you do need to make sure if you've got certain conditions or, you know, just check with your doctor first and make sure they check up on you.
Right.
Yeah.
like anything really, isn't it? If you're going to start exercise, you know, to check out first before you launch into this.
That's it. Because some conditions, you know, it will you have to reduce the drugs that you're taking.
Right.
So you need to check. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it possible to take too much and get a side effect or anything like that?
No.
No.
No. Okay. No.
Oh.
Not after drinking that bottle. I can safely say. I mean, some people might get some diarrhea.
Oh, okay.
So what we just say is we reduce the amount
and
just start over again.
Okay. Yeah, because it's probably just a shock to the system, isn't
it? Right. Yeah. But then we go through all of that with, you know, each individual person and their needs, really.
Right. Fair. But you wouldn't necessarily take it as sort of a laxative product. It's a sort of a...
Yes, you can. Yeah. You? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
There's another one. Another one. My list is growing.
I know.
Fab.
So we touched on briefly at the beginning that you are a distributor and the company that you represent is Forever Living.
Yeah.
And we're obviously going to be sharing your contact details.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually get your own little website, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And we've got that. It's www.louisemuddiman.myforever.biz. And we'll share that at the end. So that's quite, because whilst it's got the name in, you get your name there.
Yes.
So as a potential money-making employment route, this is something that actually promotes your own name.
Yeah,
The company second, in a way.
Yeah. I mean, the training is second to none within the company, and they help you every step of the way. And all the information is there for you.
Right.
And if we've got a doctor and a vet on board in our company, so if we don't know the answer to a specific question, then we can email or talk to the vet or the doctor or the nutritionist, and they will help us with the answer. Yeah.
So there's always stress. There are going to be other distributors out there. There are going to be other products that may or may not do the same thing.
Mm. Yeah.
But our topic today has been aloe vera, and Louise has been our guest talking about that. So I want to thank you so much for everything you've told us
today.
That's
okay.
Just before we go to the events and the quiz, is there anything else that we haven't given you time to say? That
you've got 30 seconds for.
Yeah, so all I just wanted to say really is just to let everyone know that aloe is not a cure-all.
Right. Yeah.
You know, a cure-all thing.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that you do check, if you've got a certain condition, do check with your doctor first.
Good advice there.
Because, you know, I don't want to make any claims. You need to check.
It's like everything, isn't it? Whether it's you're doing yoga or you're doing running, you know, a lot of people say, oh, we know, since I did that, I've been, I've been cured.
Yeah.
It's also personal experience, isn't it? I mean, case studies say a lot.
Feel free to email me if you've got certain worries.
Right.
More questions, and I can talk to you on a one-to-one basis.
And Louise's email is louMuddiman@talktalk.net. And we'll put all of those onto Facebook. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to make you do a little bit of work before you go.
Yeah, great.
Because just before we get to the events, we've been running this acronym quiz for the past few weeks, and all the entries were looked at on over the weekend by Angela. All the correct ones are now in the box, and we're going to ask Louise
to dig deep,
pick out a number.
Okay.
Tap it and unwrap it. And the number is...
It's number seven.
Seven on my list. The winner is Cheryl White.
Congratulations, Cheryl.
Hey. We will be in touch during the week because we had several potential prizes on offer.
Yeah,
so we'll contact Cheryl, find out what she would like to do.
Fab.
We'll announce her decision next Monday. No, not next Monday because it's a bank holiday.
Yes, yes, yes.
But 2 weeks' time, we'll announce her decision. If we've met up with her in the meantime, we'll air whatever's happened and let you know about that.
Yeah, but her excitement as we ring up.
Thank you to everybody who entered.
Yes,
bound to have another one later in the year, so if you missed out this time
around, can I please announce we had a certain entry from a lovely lady, Sheil Campbell. A lot of listeners know Sheil Campbell, and one of her entry for Calm
Oh, she gets the prize for the best non-correct answer.
It was non-correct, but I liked her style. It was campaign against living miserably.
Okay. She was brilliant.
So well done, Shil, but yeah. Sorry you didn't win.
So that's excellent. So that's, well done to Cheryl, and thank you for entering.
Yes.
Right, so we've got some events coming up. It's bank holiday weekend for
yes.
one, so lots of things going on.
I know.
I would just like to shout out, before we start though, last Thursday, 27th of April, as regulars know, I'm involved in the Herne Bay Boccia Club,
yes.
which is a disability sports club, and they went to their second tournament last year. It was the Sandwich Boccia competition held by the Rotary Club down in Sandwich. 8 teams entered, and Herne Bay came third, which is brilliant. So they all got medals. Just a big thank you and shout out to Tamika, Sabrina, Mark and Joe, who all took place and won, and to Robin, who refereed, and everybody got a medal, including Robin. So
aww.
Congratulations to everybody, and I'm sorry I missed it. I had to work. But
what's that word? Work?
Work?
Work,
yeah. You don't know what that is.
Yeah, I know.
This week is MS Awareness Week, it's Allergy Awareness Week, and it's also National Stop Snoring Week. So we'll post all
snoring.
Those things. Snoring. Do we do that? Does anybody admit to doing that? No.
With aloe.
I don't know, I'm asleep.
Aloe Vera helps snoring as well, folks. There we go. Does everything. any events? Yes, got a couple of events ahead of the weekend. We've mentioned these people before. It's Free Meditation and Yoga, held in Canterbury in Kent, every Wednesday at 7:30 in the evening at the St Stephen's Community Centre, Tenterton Drive. Every Friday morning at 10 a.m. at Cafe Moresque, 8 Butchery Lane, Canterbury. These are free sessions in meditation and yoga. So we'll post the contact details on our webpage, but we found those through the meetup.com website. On Saturday, May 3rd, at Yamas Cafe in Margate, there's the NHS Get Walking. It's free walks for fitness. This is just one example that throughout Kent these are available, and we just found the Margate one, so we thought we'd mention that. The next one is on Saturday.
There's another one in Westgate, I think, but there's loads.
There's loads all over the place. So if you search for www.kenthealthwalks.nhs.uk for more information on that, that's another free way of getting healthy and fit.
Don't forget Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh,
we might all be sitting resting, maybe enjoying the sunshine. I don't know what the weather forecast is, but let's do our positive dance for sun.
Absolutely.
But our wonderful Kerry Hales, she will be out there doing her bit to raise money for Kent Air Ambulance. So if you haven't already sponsored her, because she is doing an amazing thing that she, for somebody who'd never really exercised before, and she admits this on her Just Giving webpage, she is doing not only a run, but she is doing a triathlon. So she is actually swimming 200 metres, I think it is, or 400 metres.
Yep.
She's biking 20k, and then after the bike, she then immediately runs a 5k.
And this is immediately after. This is not sit down, have a
cup. No. This is all one
it.
After the other. So amazing, amazing feats. She's doing some amazing training. I've seen pictures that she's just lost so much weight and looks amazing. So get onto her Just Giving website page if you want to sponsor her, because you're not doing the feat. You can sit back and put your feet up on the sofa.
Absolutely.
But you can just use your fingers and exercise them to go to justgiving.com/Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, dash Hales, that's H-A-L-E-S, and give her even just a pound.
So good luck with that, Kerry.
Good luck, Kerry.
I'll be raising my cuppa as I'm sitting in my armchair.
I'll go out. I'm running. I'm back
running?
In my training, but
excellent.
I'm not actually at the event, because I just thought it'd be silly to try and do that. It's, you know, you've got to do some serious training for
it.
So. And then we've also got another runner, but it's not till the 25th of May. But Jane Dunsby, some people know from Inspirational Changes, she is running. She did the London Marathon last year for Pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing the Edinburgh Marathon.
So she's got to run to Edinburgh, has she?
I don't think so. and again, it's for Pilgrims Hospice.
Right.
So again, we'll raise that probably in 2 weeks' time. We'll give you all the details of how you can get on to sponsor her, because hers is a few more weeks away yet. We've also just remind people, last year I went to this, the Wellbeing Mind Body Spirit Festival up in Earls Court in London.
Oh, yes.
That's the 23rd to the 26th of May, so time is looming if you want to get booked onto it. The other thing I've just realised is Brenda Cameron. Some of you may remember Brenda. She was on our show talking about the lightning process. That's also Tuesday, May the 6th. Not Bank Holiday Monday, but the Tuesday afterwards.
Right.
She's doing a free talk on the lightning process. And the best way to get hold of Brenda and find out more and book on that is to go to brendacameron.co.uk.
Okay, and another guest from last year was Alison Carter of No Place Like Home.
Oh, yes.
She's involved in lots of events this year, but a couple in May coming up. She'll be at the Alzheimer's Show in Olympia, and she'll be speaking there. That's on the 16th of May. A couple of Dementia Friends sessions on the 19th and the 23rd of May. But 19th to 25th of May is actually Dementia Awareness Week.
So there's a lot happening in that week.
Absolutely.
So we've got the Feldenkrais Method Week, yep. Awareness Week.
Goodness so we'll me. Post all of these onto Facebook. Mm. If you're listening and thinking, how do I get my event shouted out about?
Tell us.
We like to shout.
We do.
Tell us. Tweet us. Email us.
Tweet. Ring us.
Ring us. Yes. We approve. Now we know what that flashing light
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we do. Ring us, but just ring us between 3 and 4 on a Monday. Yeah. Otherwise, we're doing other things and working elsewhere.
But we'd love to hear from you. And yeah. Louise is going to keep us in touch with any events that she goes mm-hmm. to. The big event is your actual rally, isn't
the
it?
Global rally, the global yes. rally yes.
yes. That's not driving cars, is it?
No.
That's the aloe vera distributor rally.
Yeah.
Didn't know they had one.
No one could be another. When she talked about rallying, I was like, oh, yeah,
it's
great. Colin McRae and rallying.
Too, for a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's big, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got distributors from all over the world coming.
Fantastic.
From 150
so some
countries.
Maybe. More freebies.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait.
The other thing I'm going to probably do is put my feet up and work my way through the rest of the Kent Women in Business magazine. If you haven't got it, Hilary Steele and Sue Smith, who put this all together. There's some fantastic articles in here about time management, about speaking publicly. So if you haven't got this magazine, then you need to get onto the Kent Women in Business website or Twitter handle. And they are also on Facebook. The website address is kwibmagazine.co.uk.
Excellent. And there's an article this month about Kerry.
There is an article in there about Kerry Hales. I've been in there a couple of magazines ago.
It's monthly.
And Jan will be in there soon, I hope.
We'll sweet talk somebody and see if that can happen.
But there's some fantastic information in there. And it's a real good read. It's not lengthy. So, mm-hmm. you can, like I have, jump in and out of it.
Excellent. Well, we've mentioned it's bank holiday next week,
yes.
So no live show. We'll be, hopefully, technology willing, we'll airing Angela's spring cleaning show.
Yes,
from
when
a couple
I
of weeks
did
back.
The well, when you were poorly.
When I was poorly.
So we did a bit about spring cleaning, and so if anyone missed it, there's another chance next Monday to have a listen and have a giggle at me trying to manage all the buttons.
And we'll be back live on May the 12th.
Yes.
When our guest will be Emily Curzon Baker of
Food
at One.
Do we get presents?
I don't know. Haven't touched
I could have started something
yet.
Here.
Emily, we like presents, Emily.
And Emily does gluten-free, so she's a woman after my own heart.
Yes.
But Emily specialises in naturally healthy eating. So she does look at allergies and finding foods that meet your needs. So I'm
brilliant.
Waiting, bated breath, to get Emily on the show.
Yeah.
So that's the next live show, May the 12th.
Woo-hoo.
In the meantime, we're wishing everybody a wonderful May Day bank holiday.
Yes,
hopefully
enjoy.
The weather will be with us. Mm. I'm going to play out today with a tribute to Louise and all of her colleagues, probably mostly the female colleagues because of the nature of the song, but it's to everybody. Anybody who's self-employed and is doing it for themselves. This is
Yay.
Eurythmics.
Have a good week,
have a good week, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks, Louise.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
brand new.